From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. The only bill Missouri Governor Mike Parson vetoed last session was an omnibus bill centered on public safety. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, the bill's sponsor has changed the legislation to try to get Parson's signature this session.
When Parson vetoed the bill last session, he cited a provision giving restitution to wrongfully incarcerated people as a reason why. Parson said state taxpayers should not have to pay for the mistakes of local jurisdictions. Senator Tony Lukemeyer sponsored both last session's and this year's bill. While he removed that provision this time around, he doesn't agree with Parson's opinion.
My view is, whether it's a county elected official that's bringing the prosecution or not, this is a state issue. And if somebody is wrongfully convicted and they have their life, taken away from them wrongfully by the state for decades, and in some cases, they should be entitled to some restitution for that.
Lukemeyer said he would be interested in pursuing that restitution language in a future session. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
Students across the state could get scholarships for private school if state lawmakers are successful in expanding the current tax credit program. Currently, only low-income families in the state's largest cities can get the grants. A bill passed by the Republican-led Senate on a 19-10 vote Thursday would expand the program statewide. The measure represents weeks of bipartisan compromise. Other provisions in the sweeping education bill would pump hundreds of millions of dollars more into traditional public schools and allow charter schools in Boone County. The measure would also require a local vote for school districts to go to four-day weeks. A University of Missouri researcher has received a $2.8 million grant to carry out an improvement plan in five Missouri prisons over the next 5 years, with a goal of improving skills for people leaving prison. KBIA Sophia Anderson has more.
The four-tiered improvement plan is designed to reduce the prison reentry rate by better equipping individuals in prison with skills to be successful after release. And it's split into four categories: staff training, changes to physical spaces within prisons, personal skill building for residents, and community connections. Dr. Kelly Canada is Associate Director of Research in MU's School of Social Work. She's getting $2.8 million from Arnold Ventures to lead the project. It's Canada's second project with Missouri prisons in recent years. In 2022, Canada led initiatives with Moberly Correctional Center in collaboration with the Missouri Department of Corrections.
I mean, it's been great. We have a really good working relationship. You know, I think we try to figure out what our shared goals are, which is, you know, the Department of Corrections, like they want to rehabilitate people too. They want to retain their staff. They want to make it a healthy environment.
Specific goals of this new initiative include teaching prison staff to use more humanizing language, restructuring prison space to offer residents more privacy, and teaching residents to cook meals for their friends and family when they visit. I'm Sophia Anderson, KBIA News.
Founder of Riverfront Times, Ray Hartman, is running for Congress in Missouri's 2nd District. The Missouri Independent reports Hartman filed for his candidacy last week. Hartman would be running against incumbent Republican Ann Wagner. I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.